Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to our very first Million Mile Movement call with owner Amy Venner. My name's David Litt, and I'm hosting here this evening. Just going to kick off the call and introduce Amy, and it's going to be exciting. We're going to be sharing Tuesday nights every other week. She's going to be sharing her advice and passion for helping families with their health and their lifestyle, and you know, she's been a big driving force behind this business on so many levels, but you know, it's really her role as a working mom and a really relatable personality that people fall in love with. And we're happy to share her with you every other Tuesday night. And if you want to understand the benefits of eating clean and green, you know, Amy's got a lot of the details, but I just love her practical perspective and her practical advice. And she's always got a great saying to kick things off with, and I'm hoping she's got a saying for us tonight, and you know, a good way to put some perspective into how to live the premium lifestyle from a mom's perspective. So glad that you're on the line here, November 3rd, our kickoff call, and I'm going to turn the call over to our owner. This is the first Million Mom Movement call with Amy Venner. Amy, welcome to the line.
Thank you so much. I am so excited to be here tonight and to kick off this call. It's going to be a really great installment going forward, and I'm really thankful and grateful that you gave up every other week and shared with me. So I want to thank you again for doing that, David.
Sure.
So I'm super, super happy to be here, and you know, it's great, everything that's happened, you know, recently and over, you know, these past, literally, when I think back, 22 years. And so I do like quotes, and so now I'm going to have to be doing a little more research than I normally was because I wasn't on the calls too often. But the quote that really like came to me tonight, it was about determination, because as I was driving thinking, well, what am I going to talk about tonight, you know, what's worthy of us talking about tonight, and it really overwhelmingly came to me, I want to talk about determination. And because I really feel like it's that characteristic of my personality that got me to where I am today. And it's a quote by a great person. If you're from the LA area, probably everybody in the whole nation knows Tommy Lasorda. He was the manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers for so many years. And he had a saying that said, "The difference between the possible and impossible lies in a person's determination." So let's say it one more time. The difference between the possible and impossible lies in a person's determination. It doesn't lie with where they were born, what pedigree, maybe what economic class, what economic status. It doesn't lie in any of that. It doesn't lie in the school that you went to. You know, it lies in your own determination. And so I find that absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing, because what it means is the playing field is even. The playing field is even, and all you have to do is start today. Pick something that you are passionate about. If you are passionate about something, focus on it and put some determination behind it, and you can move mountains. You can do amazing things. And actually, last night, I don't know if you saw it on my Facebook, but I want to thank everybody who, you know, liked it and sent out messages and congratulatory, you know, statements. This company that Dave and I started over, or Dave started in 1993, and I joined him right away after that, this company that we have been working at, we've been putting our blood, sweat, and tears in for over 22 years, we were recognized by the LA Business Journal as the 31st fastest growing company in Los Angeles County. Well, you know, there's over 244,000 registered businesses in Los Angeles County. So that's something that is really almost mind-blowing for me, that we were recognized as the 31st fastest growing in those over 240,000 businesses. And so as I sat back and I accepted that award and I reflected a moment, I just said, wow, you know, but first, thank you, God, for getting me here. And thank you, Dave, for having this vision and for inspiring me and helping me. And then I said, thank you for my own determination, because it always, we certainly weren't getting awards for these last 20 years, you know. And so it's really been that persistence and that determination in something that we love so much and that we felt so passionate about. And that's what ultimately led me and the corporate team members here to create the Million Mom Movement and to create the Purium Lifestyle, is because we knew something. We knew something long ago that whole food nutrition, you know, can change lives, can honestly allow your body to perform like it's supposed to, like God and Mother Nature intended it to perform. You know, I've been doing some talks lately. We did the Ignite tour, and that was so fun. And, you know, one thing that I said over and over again is that we were not put on this earth to just survive. That is not what God and Mother Nature intended for us. They intended for us to thrive and to be amazing, you know, spouses and parents and neighbors and amazing members of our community and be involved. But because we've kind of rejected that knowledge of how we're supposed to fuel our bodies, honestly, we are not necessarily living up to expectations. Not necessarily living up to expectations. And I know there's not a manual out there. We know that. That's something that Dave realized so long ago, that there is not a manual exactly, except maybe Genesis and the Bible gives us a pretty darn good clue, but we forget about that. We forget about that, about the grass and the fruits. And so, you know, it's so interesting because when we get excited about something, like say we have the opportunity to get a really nice car, so we go out and we buy this really nice car, and there's a manual that comes in the glove compartment, and they hand it over to you. There's an extra sticker on the inside of the door. And so when your car needs refueling, you have a resource. You can open up that manual, and it tells you exactly what kind of gas, it tells you exactly what kind of oil to put in that car. And you know what? We don't question that it says put the highest octane gas or put this high quality oil. We don't question that. We just do it because there's a manual and it says, and we want our car that we're so excited about and that we're proud of, and it's functional. It gets us from point A to point B. We need that to work and we need it to run optimally, right? So we need that. But you know what? What's so sad and where we're so disconnected as a society is that we don't even apply those same principles to our own bodies. And, you know, our bodies are not something that after 3 years you can just turn it in and get a new one. So when you reflect upon that as a society, it's really sad. It's really sad that we care more sometimes about our automobiles. We put the best quality fuel into our automobiles, but we don't even think the same about our own bodies. And so that is something that we recognized years and years ago, and so we try to make it simple because it's so overwhelming. What am I supposed to do? There is no sticker when you maybe raise up your arm. There's no sticker under there that tells you exactly what to do. And so it's confusing and it's overwhelming because there's so much stuff out there. And so that's what we've tried to do. We've tried to dumb it down. We've tried to simplify it, try to teach about whole food nutrition, getting back to the basics, rejecting chemicals, rejecting artificial flavors, rejecting artificial sweeteners. Get back to basics. Because you wouldn't put that junk into your car because you know it wouldn't perform optimally. You know you could mess it up. But why, oh, why do we not have that same perspective about our health? Because you know what? We just get one chance. We just get one body. We just get one point in time. We get 18 years to be an influence on our kids' lives when they're living with us, when they're looking to us as their greatest role model. We just get one shot. And so my goal, my passion, my determination is to help educate and spread the word of how to not mess that up. Because there is no turning it in after 3 years. There is no getting a new one. And you know what? Research shows, studies show that children who eat poorly in their adolescence, in their young years, are more prone or more likely to have disease as an adult. And so look at it. Look at it. If you go back 100 years ago, we didn't have these chemicals and this food that looked like food but wasn't really food. It's like Frankenfood. It's like Frankenstein has invaded our grocery store shelves. And we used to trust, we could trust what was out there. And so, but then the Industrial Revolution came along, and we needed to preserve our food. We needed to make it last longer. We needed to make more profit. And so we came up with these chemicals. We designed these chemicals, and we did food engineering, and it was sexier to use margarine than butter. And we thought we were making all these advancements in our food supply, but really, was that really the case? Well, I don't think so, because now there is a generation of children who grew up eating this Frankenfood, and guess what? Guess who is in their 40s and 50s now that are in the line at the doctor's office because they have osteoporosis, because they have cardiovascular disease, because they have type 2 diabetes. And you know what? Type 2 diabetes used to be called adult onset diabetes. We can't call it that anymore because unprecedented amount of children are getting type 2 diabetes. They're in the line at the doctor's office because they have asthma as well as mental and emotional health problems. And you know what? The research is showing that if they would have been eating a more balanced diet, if they would have been eating a little lower on the food chain, if they would have not been consuming all of that artificial mess in their diet that was disguised as food, that they may not be in the shape that they're in. And so you know what the saddest thing is? When you don't know what you don't know. You know, the saddest thing is when you're making decisions for your kids, when you're making decisions for yourself and your family, and you're uneducated, you're unaware. And so that is, in a nutshell, what my passion is. That is, in a nutshell, what has kept me going all these years when nobody cared, when there certainly weren't any awards, and we were just happy to keep the doors open and to talk to a few people along the way and to get the message going person by person by person. But what is so unique and amazing now is we have this army. We have this army of distributors here at Purium. We have this army of like-minded people. And so it's not just Dave and I talking to one person or five people. We have thousands of people that can go out and talk to a person or go out and talk to 5 people or 10 people or 100 people. And so that is what this Million Mom Movement, that is what this Purium lifestyle is all about. Lead it yourself. You eat whole food nutritional products. Eat fruits and eat vegetables and eat whole grains and reject those chemicals and those artificial ingredients that can do major damage to your system. I don't want to be standing in line for osteoporosis, for cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, asthma, or mental and emotional health problems. I don't want that. I don't want that for my kids. And so stand with me, join me in an educational approach to make people aware of what they just were unaware of. We honestly have been sold a bill of goods in society. Our North American diet, the acronym for it is SAD, the Standard American Diet. But the play on words, the acronym is SAD because it is sad. It is not nourishing us. We may be able to survive, but I don't want to just survive. I do not want to be a bystander in my family's life. I don't want to be a bystander in my own life. I want to thrive. And I think that you do too. And that is why you're on this call. And that is why you're joined in this movement. And that is why we as a group at Purium are taking that. They're taking that seed, that passion that Dave Sandoval started and he passed it to me so long ago. And we're out there spreading what we know to the world that people don't know. And they may say, well, I'm confused and there's too much out there and I can't juice and I can't afford to shop at Whole Foods or these organic marketplaces all the time. And that's why we have a solution. We all know what the problem is. We all know that there is fake junk out there and that's what we're being marketed and that's what is in the grocery store shelves when we push our cart down the aisle. But there is a solution. There's an easy, easy solution for people like me that work. People like me that have kids and that are busy and really you have no time. And so that's what we have done here at Purium. That is the beautiful thing is that we've taken all of that knowledge, we've harnessed it, and we've put it together in products that are easy to use and they don't go bad. They're shelf stable. And so you don't feel like you've just gone to the market when you've gotten really excited and you bought $20, $30, $40 worth of produce. Life happens. You stick it in the vegetable drawer. You come back to it a few days later, and you have a big bag of mush. That doesn't happen with Purium products because they're low-temperature dehydrated powders that you just have to take a couple scoops of powder and mix it up in a shaker bottle, and you get the equivalent of that fresh squeezed juice. And honestly, I tell people if you do it consistently, because again, consistency is a huge battle that we're up against because we know what to do. We know how to do it, but are we consistent with it? Most of the time, the answer is no, we're not consistent with it. And so if you are consistent with it, you will see amazing changes in your own life, in your own energy level, and the performance and behavior of your children. And so there's a product that I'm a green food person. That's what this whole thing started for me. I met Dave Sandoval, and he told me to drink organic kamut blend. It was called Green Kamut at the time. And he did that because he noticed that I was suffering from acne as a young person and all the damage and destruction it had done to my skin, but also my self-esteem. And he noticed that and he confrontationally approached me. He approached me and he offered me a solution. He said, I know this green drink can help you, but you've got to stick with it. You've got to be consistent with it, even though you may not like the taste. And so I did. And lo and behold, my skin started to clear up. And not just my skin started to clear up, my mind started to clear up. Those mental and emotional things, they began to lift, and I began to see the world in a much more clear way. And so that is what this Million Mom Movement is about, is to help lift the fog away from people. We have a beautiful answer. We just have to share it with people. I see stories on my Facebook all the time, and people are thanking us because their life has been so dramatically changed. But you know what? Us as parents, we can start our kids so young. We can prevent them from going through that pain of becoming overweight, of these diseases that are more prone to happen when they're having the standard American diet. We can prevent that by making a few tweaks in the way that we do things. What the decisions we make when we put on our kitchen table. And so it's really amazing because it's like a cascade. It's like a waterfall. It starts with a drop or two. Like it starts by you incorporating just one thing. Just one change in your family, in your kids' life. Like if you have no idea what I'm talking about on this call tonight, or you're going and you're approaching someone that's not part of Purium, but you want to share this message, you want to share this passion, we have a great special right now going on Scuba Green. And Scuba Green is a great product that you can use for children. You can use it for children. It's got great ingredients in it. Let me just read the label here really fast. It's got organically grown activated barley. It's got sprouted barley. So you've got slow-burning carbohydrates for good sustained energy. It's got rice bran solubles, which are going to give you good fats for optimal brain function. And it's got the greens that I'm so passionate about, what helped me personally. It's got organic wheatgrass juice. It's got organic barley juice. It's got Lohan and some organic apple flavoring to take the edge off that, to introduce it into someone's life who may not be familiar with the way a green drink tastes. And then it also has a really amazing ingredient called alpha lipoic acid. And I just did a little Googling because I wanted to give you some real meat on the bone about alpha lipoic acid and why Dave chose to put it in this formula. And so alpha lipoic acid is an amazing potent antioxidant. It is an antioxidant that actually helps regenerate other antioxidants. And so that is very, very, very important because there are some antioxidants that our body manufactures. So our body manufactures antioxidants, and then there's dietary antioxidants. So dietary antioxidants are amazing, and we need them, but we must have our own internally generated antioxidants. And so the alpha lipoic acid actually can help increase our own crucial antioxidants for the nervous system and the internal functioning of our body. And that is super, super important. And so those antioxidants, there's something in our cells called mitochondria. Mitochondria are the powerhouse of our cells. And so alpha lipoic acid actually helps improve energy production within our cells' mitochondria. And so that is really, really crucial because, you know, it's our mitochondria that makes us fill up. It produces that energy that keeps us going, that keeps us sustained. And so, you know, sometimes, a lot of times we're reaching for caffeine. We're reaching for something to stimulate us. And you know why? We're reaching for that. We have that low in maybe the afternoon, or maybe we even have that low in the morning, which is really sad when we wake up because that is not normal. That is not the way God and Mother Nature intended us to be, to wake up tired. But what it means is that our cells' mitochondria are not functioning optimally. And when they function, they produce free radicals. And so you have to have these internal antioxidants to gobble up those free radicals so those mitochondria can keep on chugging and keep on outputting energy. And so this ALA, this alpha lipoic acid, actually helps the body increase those internal antioxidants that can go in there and can neutralize those free radicals that your body produces when it makes energy. So get it, it's like a cycle. You produce energy, but you produce free radicals. So you've got to shut those free radicals down to be able to produce more energy. So what happens by the end of the day, let's say, you're feeling kind of low on energy because your own internal antioxidants can't take care of what's being, the free radicals being generated by the energy production. So this ALA, as well as other whole food ingredients like greens, so wheatgrass is another great one, but the ALA specifically will help you regenerate those internal antioxidants. And there's many, many other reasons why the ALA is awesome. It has been studied in the whole effort to control blood sugar and the things that come along with that if you have been experiencing blood sugar issues for prolonged periods of time. So this scoop of greens is really an amazing product. It's really a product for energy. If you feel like you are low on energy and you need to reach for caffeine in the afternoon, I strongly suggest that you get scoop of greens and that you try it in the afternoon, and I feel like you will get a big boost of energy. Now, because it is apple-flavored, this is one of my favorite favorite ways to get greens into children is to take organic natural applesauce, the unsweetened version of applesauce, and you put a serving of scoop of greens in the applesauce, or depending on the serving of applesauce, you might want to cut the serving of scoop of greens in half. But you mix it up and you give it to the kids, and it tastes really great. And you know, a lot of kids, some kids in the beginning are like, ooh, I'm not going to eat anything green. But you know what? As parents, if you begin, especially smaller children, I'd say under 10, you are a much bigger influencer on them in their immediate decision making. But, you know, you eat it right along with them. They see you drinking your scoop of greens or eating it mixed in applesauce as well. And you know what? They will come around. They will come around. They want to be like you. There's a family at school that the way they get their daughter to eat broccoli is they pretend like they're monsters and the mom and the dad are eating the trees in the broccoli forest. Make up a story. Have something fun. Play with your kids. Get your kids involved. Whether you're eating green slime sauce or Ninja Turtle sauce, it doesn't matter. Make up a funny story. Get them involved. Let them stir it up. And you know what? It works with my kids, and it may not work the first time, but try it. It's that consistency. It's that consistency. Try it again. You know, try it again. And you as the parent, you do it. You do it, and they will see. And then you know what? One of the most beautiful stories that touched my heart, it was over the summer, and we asked a family, I believe she's on the line tonight, I saw her, and, I mean, I heard her say hello. We asked the family, how has Purium changed your life? And the kids answered, they said, our family life is better. My parents are happier. And we do so many more things as a family. And, you know, I could tell that the mom felt a little hurt for a second. But you know what? The immediate thing is I have my mom and my dad. My mom and dad are there with me. And it's not that they weren't there with them before. But you know what? And this has happened time and time and time again. The mom's just the driver. I mean, I've heard this so many times. The mom is just the driver. And you're so tired. You have no energy to really participate in what's going on. But you know what? This family had changed their lifestyle. They'd done a transformation. They'd lost a lot of weight. They continued on with a Purium lifestyle of having the green drinks and the cherry and the master amino. They're nourishing their body the best way that they can. And you know what? They're involved and they're engaged. And their children noticed it. And so that was absolutely an amazing moment for me, and a moment that I'm so absolutely proud of. And I keep hearing it over and over and over again that, you know what, families are spending more time together because they feel better. And you know what, that is what God and Mother Nature intended, because they intended us to be a community and to be involved in each other's lives and not be tired and sitting on the couch. So I think that my time is basically up. And I want to thank you guys so much for listening to me ramble. I think I got a little overly excited, but it is something that's very, very, very passionate to me. And I'm just so, so happy that we have this group of dedicated distributors and team members that are determined, that have a determination, a firmness of purpose, a resoluteness, a resolve to go out and teach people, you know, to educate people so they're not in that situation of they just don't know what they don't know. That is our business. That is our mission. That is our heart, to go out there and spread the message that you don't just have to survive through your life. You don't just have to be a bystander sitting on the sidelines watching things go by. You can be an engaged member of your family. You cannot just survive, but you can thrive. So I want to thank everybody for taking your time out tonight to listen to me. And we will be back. I will be back with you 2 weeks from tonight. And next week, David will be on with you. And again, thank you so much for everyone who reached out with congratulations. And really, the congratulations is to you. It is you, our Crown Leadership Team. It's you, our distributors and customers who made that award happen. And just know that you are with a company that is growing. And the when we grow, it's not about profits. It's not about sales dollars. It is about number of lives that we can change. So join me in that mission. Join me in that passion. And I'm so glad to have you guys all along for the ride. So thank you so much for being with me tonight, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. Bye-bye, everybody. Good night.
That was wonderful.
Thank you.
Ohio. Ohio.
Thank you.
You and I from New Jersey.
This is over. Thank you.